Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Shantae. May I please have your zip code?
36780.
36780.
36280.
I'm sorry, I can't. There's an echo in the background.
36280.
36280. Okay, just a moment. May I have your name, please, ma'am?
Angela Cruz.
Angela Cruz. Okay, thank you so much for that information.
Angela Cruz.
Yes, ma'am, Angie Cruz. Go ahead and give me your correct zip address for security verifications.
Okay, well, I mean, I currently have no much stable zip code, but I mean, I have a zip code that I was where I stay sometimes. And they told me I could receive mail there.
And it told you you could do what?
They told me I could receive my mail stuff there.
Ma'am, I can barely hear you.
Hold on. Ma'am.
Okay, try it again.
I said, like, I have a room there and they said I could receive my mail there, but I'm not sure. Maybe I'll get it.
Okay. Okay, hold on. Let me see. Let me try this other one. You have two accounts here. Let me see if I can pull up something on that one. Because this one, it looks like the order was declined. It looks like you had the Icon smartwatch. You ordered the
Icon
smartwatch?
Yes, ma'am. I've ordered a few things, but I haven't received any of it.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see. Well, it looks like the item was declined. Let me see the date if it was delivered at all. Okay.
I mean, I'm gonna stop the FedEx man and the UPS man. And he's like, we don't have anything for you at the address.
Oh, okay. Just give me a moment, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, there's no date of it being shipped. There's an echo in the back of your phone, so I can't hear.
Okay, well, I don't know.
Okay, so it shows here that nothing was shipped to you. It shows here that the account... There's a lot of feedback, ma'am. I'm trying to give you the information you need to have, but can you call back on a different phone?
I could try. Something more important.
Okay, because I can't really give you what you're needing.
Okay. Do I call the same number back?
I can hear you now. I can hear you. Whatever you're doing, stay just like this.
Okay.
Okay. So... I see that it's an Icon smartwatch, which is good for tracking the heart rate as well as sending messages from your phone to your watch. But I do see here that you tried to pay the shipping and handling of $5.97, but the charges were declined. So there's no – let me check the other account because you did have two of them. Hold on a second. Mm-hmm. That's the icon. I'm going to try the Pure Smart Watch and see what happened with that one. The same thing happened with that one. The Pure Smart Watch and the Icon Watch both were declined for insufficient funds.
Okay, well, I'm not understanding that. Well, I got to call the card place for that because, like, my card worked yesterday one time, and then it said something about merging. I don't even know what that means, and then it says I have the wrong PIN. It merged.
Okay, so you have a credit card ending in a Visa card ending in 5515?
I did, yes, ma'am. I don't know where it is at the moment.
Okay, well, it's been declined. Will you use that card to make the purchase? So that's been declined.
Okay, well, I have another card.
Okay, let me try the other account and see what card was used for that one. Okay, so this one was for the Icon smartwatch, and the Visa card that was used for that one is ending in 7135.
Okay, and it was a card?
Yes, ma'am. It says here the new order could not be created due to the declined transaction. Okay, let me see. I'll go back and try that other one and see what message is on that one.
7135?
Yeah, this 7135 said it was declined.
Okay, well, it shouldn't be declined, but I don't know because my balance went from like $30 to $0.
Okay, hold on. Yeah, that's the same message I have for the credit card ending in 5515. The new order could not be created due to declined transaction. So maybe just try another card. And
okay, well, can you do that for me?
No, I can't do it. I can't place any orders here.
Okay, well, how do I change the card?
What you need to do is you need to go to the website where you place the order at and put your information there because you can't place any orders here.
Okay. And is that the only two orders that it's saying that I had? Because I paid for one iPhone.
Yeah.
And I haven't received it either.
Okay. Well, this here is for the two items that I told you about, the Icon watch and the Pure smartwatch.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and they both were declined. So go ahead and go back on the website and try to place the order again with a different card, okay?
Okay, can you look and tell me about my iPhone and stuff that
no, ma'am.
That said it was accepted.
Okay, well, on this account right here, I only have two charges, and that was for the Pure Smartwatch and for the Icon Smartwatch. So I don't have – you may need to contact me.
And which account is that? Is that the are you looking through the Gmail accounts or through the what accounts are – how do you look through that?
Because, excuse me, when you place an order with the company, you generate it on an account. The system generates an account, and I'm able to pull it up when you called and give me your zip code and your information. So,
okay, well, can I give you my other zip code?
Okay.
Are you ready?
Hold on a second. Let me get it to the screen. Okay, go ahead. Give me the zip code.
36264.
36264. 36326. Wait, I'm sorry.
No,
give it to me one more
36264.
Okay, got it.
And then I have 30117.
No, ma'am, your name is not popping up for that zip code.
Okay, what about 30117?
Nope, name not popping up with that zip code either.
What about 36280?
Okay. That 36280. That's the one that I've already. Yeah, that's the one I've been telling you about. Those two. Those two cards have been declined.
Okay. Well, there's another card, but there's another. There's something missing because there's like an iPhone and a Windows Max and all kind of stuff. I've only received one thing.
Okay, so you're going to have to contact that company that you placed those orders with because you didn't place that order with this company.
All right, will you try one more zip code? No, I won't ask again.
Okay, no problem. Go ahead. No problem. Give me the zip code.
30180. 30180. Or 08. It's out in Georgia.
Okay, just go ahead and give me that once more.
30108. 30108. Oh, no, 30118 or something like that.
Okay. Let's try it again. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay. 30118.
Okay. No, ma'am.
Hang on, let me make sure. 30108. Is that what you said?
No.
Okay, 30108.
30108. That's what I got.
Okay.
Yep, nothing. No results found.
Okay. Well, you can't find it in her phone number?
Yeah, I can try a phone number.
Okay, will you try my number or
okay,
my own number?
Sure, go ahead.
256-610. You're
going to have to slow down for me now. 256.
610-2375.
Okay, let's start over again. Come on. 256.
256-610.
610.
2365.
2365. Thank you, ma'am. No results found.
All right, what about 201? 2365.
201. You're going to have to give me the full number now.
256-201.
2365.
2365. No, ma'am.
And what about this number that I have now? Okay, go ahead.
256-610-3748.
3748. Okay, yeah, that's for the excuse me, that's for the smartwatch. The Icon smartwatch.
That's the only thing left?
The only thing that you have ordered with this company.
Okay, well, one more phone number and I'll let you go.
Okay. Excuse me.
256.
Hold on just a second. Let me get to that screen.
Okay,
256.
926.
926.
8869.
8869. Thank you. No, ma'am. There's no results found.
Okay.
All right.
I'm trying to remember my old phone number. I have 5 accounts. So.
Oh, okay. Well, no, ma'am. It's not pulling up with those. And like I said, just go back on that that website and try to place that order again because it didn't go through here.
All right. Did you try 256-926-2500?
No, I don't think I tried that. Go ahead and give it to me again.
256-926-2500. I think that's it. 2500. Or it might be 201.
No, ma'am.
256-201-9500.
You tried. No, 2500. I tried that. Didn't work.
You tried that 8869?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll call the company.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling customer support. You have a great day, okay?
You too.
Mm-hmm.